Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Again, you may be breaking in a new starting running back, although he got to play last week. What's that process like? I mean, how much will he benefit from having played a little bit?
I think he'll benefit quite a bit, and then, you know. He's been a guy that's been in that running back room all year. He's hearing the same things that Coach Bieniemy has talked to Jamal about, and you know Nile and Sharkhandrick and those guys. So, you know, he's heard it. He had a chance to really step in and do a nice job. So he's definitely going to benefit from it. You know, he's just that type of guy. He's a hard worker. You know, a guy that I think understands his role. He's hungry to play. You know, if that makes sense. And young, talented kid that look forward to seeing him play even more.
He seemed to run with a lot of, I guess, viciousness. Did he step it up a notch in that game, or is that what you see? Is that pretty indicative of what he does?
That's what he did in college. You know, when you watch him, you go back to LSU, I mean, that's the way he ran back then, and he's always been that type of a runner. And, you know, he's a one-cut guy, and it's explosion through the hole. It's fun to watch that, you know, to see those guys do that like that. But, you know, again, we'll see the more carries that he gets, we'll see the physicalness, you know, how well does he hold up. And you know, again, it's much like Sharkhandrick a couple weeks ago, when you just kind of put a little bit on his plate and then a little bit more, and you just kind of grow with him as we go.
With that open field run, he had a 52-yard gain. He showed tremendous balance and great burst. Which is his strongest ball?
Oh, he's got great balance. I mean, his center of gravity is so low, and he's a powerful guy, powerful in the lower extremity there in his legs. And that's where he, you know, that balance is unbelievable. And he's got great vision. Patient runner, you know, I'd throw that in there as well. But those are some of his strength. Yeah, you know, they had a fullback in there, so there's a lot of lead stuff, a lot of power, you know, get him on the perimeter with some zone stuff and some pitches and things like that. But you notice that he was just a downhill guy, and, again, that one cut, and very powerful, very strong through the hole.
Even if Sharkhandrick wasn't, based on what you saw, did you almost have to say, hey, would you be thinking, hey, let's get this guy more carries anyway?
I think our mentality is still the running back by committee. I mean, there's still Nile Davis is sitting there, and you still don't, you know, with C-Dub, his availability, and Sherm. I mean, you know, we'll figure it out, and we'll do the best we can, put the most healthy guy on the field, and try to win a football game.
Running game's getting better, probably been more efficient than people could have imagined with Jamal going out. How much of that has to do with the offensive line finally getting things together up front? How much better have those guys been the last 5 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it starts with Coach Heck. He's done an outstanding job coaching those guys. And, you know, each week we don't change a lot of our run schemes, and we try to stay repetitive, you know, week in and week out, just window dress the formations a little bit. And I think most teams do that in the run game. And then having the consistency of the same five guys the last couple of weeks has also, you know, paid off, and those guys are beginning to gel. And the run, there's a lot of patience involved in the run game too, and that's what you're starting to see. You know, I think it goes without saying with any sport you play where there's a puck or a ball involved. I mean, it's, you can't turn it over, and field position becomes extremely important. And you saw that with our punter and special teams this past week. And you know, it's something that we don't talk about a lot, about turnovers and all that. I think it's just those that touch the football take care of the football, and that's their mindset. And we have sort of gelled the last couple of weeks. Run game has been a big part of that. And Alex feeds off of that, and it just kind of opens up a little more of your playbook as we go.
Alex seems to be a more willing runner over the last few weeks. I mean, he's taken off a lot more. Not that he hasn't in the past, but, I mean, is that dictated by what the defense is doing, or has that kind of been a point of emphasis, just take with the defense?
Well, these last several weeks we've seen a lot more man coverage teams, and so that element is going to present itself quite a bit. And on top of that, these D lines that we've seen, they're gaming and stunting D lines. So a lot of times they'll vacate an A gap or a B gap, and they'll allow Alex to to use his legs and run. So that's been a big part of it. And the other thing is, as a quarterback, you just know when it's time to go. And everything's soft between first and second and third level defenders. And if you can go get you 10, 12, 42 yards, whatever it was at Detroit, you know, we ask him to do that, and he doesn't. He's smart with it too, because he'll protect himself also in that process. You guys have been